Strap on your wings and grab your shield. Marvel Studios is coming in hot with Captain America Brave New World.
I want to make another run at making Captain America an official military position.
And if we disagree on how to manage this situation.
This film sees Sam Wilson as the new Captain America. When an attempt on the president's life throws the country into chaos, Cap goes rogue to uncover a deadly conspiracy.
Sir, your inner circle has been compromised. Either you can't see that, or you don't want to.
As with other Captain America content, this film attempts a taut political thriller. It works for the most part, but there's some clunky dialogue and it bends over backwards to avoid being too political.
Global power is shifting. You're just a pawn.
Anthony Mackie holds his own in the title role, earning Captain America's shield. And Harrison Ford is as fun as ever as the grumpy on-again, off-again antagonist, President Thaddeus Ross.
You may be Captain America, but you're not Steve Rogers.
This movie has the action you'd expect from Marvel, but there are some issues. Mainly when it comes to the comic book elements, there's no surprises thanks to spoiler-filled marketing.
Since when were they red?
I mean, Red Hulk is on the flippin' posters after all. In the end, Captain America Brave New World offers an entertaining introduction into a darker Marvel universe.
You ever ask yourself, who's playing who?
Captain America Brave New World gets 3.5 vibranium shields out of 5. I'm Kevin Carr, and that's the way I see it.